Welcome to another edition of Everybody's Favorite Game. It's time for Fact or Fiction right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. Our contestant is Lance Meadow. We're on the set of Big Blue Kickoff Live. We have two very special episodes this week. Want to make sure you know about it and tune in. Friday night, 7 o'clock, rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL Draft. Then on Saturday afternoon at noon, we'll cover the final four rounds on day number 3. Myself and Paul Dottino will take your calls right here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. But it's time to play our game, Mr. Meadow. It's a draft version of Fact or Fiction. Here we go. Statement number 1. There will be two offensive linemen off the board when the Giants select at number 23 on Thursday night. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go fiction. I think that there is some depth on the offensive line, but there's question marks about whether or not these players at the top tier on the offensive line can actually come in day one and be instantaneous contributors. I think you'll either see Ryan Ramczyk or Garrett Bowles go before the Giants are ready to select, but I'd be very surprised if there's multiple offensive linemen off the board. I think most teams are going to maybe take a chance on an offensive lineman a little bit later on in the draft.
Forrest Lamp, somebody else that could also be in the mix. Absolutely. A guard or center that could go in round number 1. All right, question number 2. The Giants are more likely to trade up than trade down in the NFL draft this year. Lance, fact or fiction?
I'm going to go fiction on this one as well. I think with the depth in this year's draft, and keep in mind the fact that the Giants have all of their picks, if anything, I think maybe you'd want to collect more picks because you think some players can fall to you. Now, with that being said, in recent history, the Giants have more of a track record of moving up.
Correct.
2013, they moved up to get Ryan Nassib. 2015, Landon Collins. But once again, there's so much depth at various positions that I would think this would be a draft that if you love a player, maybe you could wait on the second player on your list on your board because you think it could fall to you, or another team is calling you because players are dropping, you move back and get an additional pick or two.
Yeah, you might have some starters at some point this year going in the fourth round in this year's draft, especially at some premium positions on the defensive side of the ball. So there is a lot of depth, even though maybe some people don't think there's as many premium players at the top, it does go very, very deep. That's Fact or Fiction for Lance Meadow. I'm John Schmelk. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the NFL draft. It's finally here, folks. We find out who the newest members of the New York Giants are going to be. Stay tuned to Giants.com for continuing coverage of the draft all weekend long.